This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time for our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. How do you do? That didn't sound too strong, did it, ladies? How do you do?
Shall I do that it with better. A
D? Was that
like
better?
That one. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, so we're going to find out how we are doing in terms of discussion of issues. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, story list. You know, I always do this myself. Let's give it a whirl. Let's have... How about, Jay, you go through the people list, and Victoria, you do the story list, okay? That shouldn't always
and I'll
be
watch.
Me. Yeah, Jennifer can watch. All right. So,
Jen will take a nap.
All right. Victoria, go through the story list, please.
Okay. So am I doing 10 to 1?
Is that how
why not?
Do
it? Okay.
Yeah,
well, at number 10, this week on the Talker story list is election security and the Arizona election audit, which actually I don't really think got a lot of attention this week.
But, no, it didn't.
At number 9, U.S. foreign policy, so that includes China, Russia, Afghanistan, and Iran. Number 8, the Giuliani raid. Rudy's been in the headlines a lot this week, including his neighbor, who has kind of stole the show from him. Number 7, climate change and the education crisis. Not the same thing, but holding number 7 together. Number 6, southern border crisis and immigration reform. Number 5, race relations. Number 4, police reform. Also in holding that number 4 spot, gun control, the Supreme Court concealed weapons case. That's a big one that made a lot of headlines this week. Number 3, the economy, the infrastructure package, and the stimulus initiatives. Number 2, Biden's speech this week, the Washington party politics, which should probably always be on that list. And number 1, COVID-19 vaccines, variants, politics, and the crisis of COVID in India.
All right. Great job going through the story list, which, by the way, you can find at talkers.com, and you can also find it on our social media at DJV Show. All right. So, Jay in charge of social media, also in charge of the people list. What's that look like?
All right, so number 10, Vladimir Putin is on the list, followed by number 9, Boris Johnson. Like Victoria said with the stories, number 8, Rudy Giuliani. I feel like there should be an addendum to include his quintessential Upper East Side neighbor witness to the account
totally.
Who had everybody was talking about so strongly. Number 7, Andrew Brown Jr. Number 6, Dr. Tony Fauci. Number 5, Nancy Pelosi. Number 4, Ron DeSantis and Kevin McCarthy. Number 3, Kamala Harris. Number 2, Tim Scott. And coming in at number 1, Joe Biden.
All right. Jennifer, Donald Trump's not on the people list. How come?
Because he shouldn't be. Why would he be on the people list right now?
No, I'm just asking the question. Don't be so defensive.
Well, no, I mean, I don't think it's a surprise that he's not on the people list because he's, you know, for the most part, kind of hanging out. I mean, his news this week, though, is that he did an interview and said that he's 100% considering 2024 and that he would be considering looking at Ron DeSantis as a running mate. I think that would be a pair of
eyes that he ditched
about,
Mike Pence.
He's been offering Mike Pence for the last, since he got out of office.
Other than that he was disappointed, he hasn't said anything bad about Mike Pence, but I definitely don't think anybody thinks that that ticket will continue on for another 4 years. I think Trump would probably pick someone else.
I don't think anybody thinks that with Trump's name on it, it will continue for another 4 years, but that's...
Well, I think DeSantis has ideas of his own. So
exactly.
Most of the people in the Republican Party are waiting to see if Trump's going to jump in. DeSantis has been pretty clear about that. So have other people waiting to see if Trump jumps in. I think it'll be a much smaller field. If he doesn't, then game on. I think there'll be a lot of Republicans in the race.
Yeah. Okay. Hello. We just got a new president. We're already starting to work on... down the system for another 4 years. Let's give it a rest, if you please. As I look through this list here, I guess maybe what I was asking myself as you read it, Jay, who would I like to see not on the list? Of all those names, what is there? I mean, I'm thinking about, I would like to, because I would like them to kind of disappear, like Bad Vlad. I wish somebody would just push them into a hole somewhere and see what they would come up with for new leadership in Russia.
Well, Navalny tried, but, you know, he's now starving to death. And yeah.
Right. Another one I'd like to see disappear is Boris Johnson. I think he's the most useless excuse for a leader. I know, Victoria, you'd probably say Netanyahu is, but Boris Johnson.
Oh, no, I have plenty of room for people who should be on that list of useless empty suits. Boris Johnson's definitely an empty suit. He made the news this week, though, because, you know, he's under investigation for using campaign funds to redo his apartment or something. So.
You could call him and tell him about it, because one of the other stories this week is that his phone number has been online for 15 years.
Well, he went back to doing, he's doing a midday show on WABC in New York, and he was only off for one day, the day that they raided
Boris
his apartment,
Johnson?
He was on the air.
Boris Johnson?
Rudy Giuliani.
We're talking about Boris Johnson.
Oh, I was ahead of you. I was thinking about Rudy Giuliani.
Okay.
I'm for moving off of Boris Johnson. No, he's not doing anything on the radio, and probably never would. But Rudy's got a midday show. I forget what time. I think it's on from noon to 1, but I'm not sure, on the WABC. And so he went to that. He just did the show this week, the program. And,
why wouldn't you?
Yeah, I don't. This is good conversation, actually, that kind
of
stuff.
I'm sure a lot of people tuned in to see what he would say.
Absolutely.
I think didn't he criticize WABC's coverage of what happened to him? I think I saw that headline somewhere. Yeah.
I think the most notable thing is that he had Hunter Biden's hard drive in his apartment, and he went to the FBI. He said, "Do you guys want to take this?" And they refused to take it. So,
really?
Yeah.
Well, no, they did take it eventually. That was a couple years ago.
What?
No. Rudy Giuliani this week said that he had more evidence on Hunter Biden. He had more emails put on a hard drive, and he said, "Here, do you want to take this?" And the FBI refused to take it. So,
did they refuse saying
no? It tells you about the motivation
Or did they say, "No, we don't want that"? Yeah. Well, it could be in part. All right. So let's see who else do I wish wasn't on this list. From my point of view, anyway, Nancy Pelosi, I wish she'd go away. Fauci, I wish he'd go away. Definitely, I wish Kamala Harris would go away.
I wish that we got to the point where we didn't need
Dr.
Fauci anymore.
Yeah, but why don't we talk about these important people and just set instead of a wish list of who you'd like to eliminate from the planet?
These people are important?
Of all the people in the stories on this list, just to get back to biz for a little bit, Tim Scott, I think, has a really important story to tell this week. Tim Scott's a senator from South Carolina, and he provided the rebuttal, or if you call it the response, a Republican response to the first
2-hour drama
address,
test on Wednesday
congressional address by Joe Biden. And so it's an extremely difficult job, no matter who you are in that position, because typically it's always awkward, right? Usually whoever the president is gets to sit in front of a big auditorium full of people. That was not Joe Biden's story this time around, but typically you have a lot of interaction, a lot of back and forth. And so then you have some poor schlub who's been chosen to give the response, and they have to sit in front of a camera with the flagpole in the background. And, you know, it's not quite the same thing. And in fact, it's pushed people's careers back in some cases. I mean, Marco Rubio can never shake that awkward lunge for a water bottle when he was giving his response, when he was seen as one of the rising stars of the Republican Party. So Tim Scott comes in, gives this phenomenal speech that connected with people. I mean, he almost became more of the story than Joe Biden because of this speech. And the response from people on the left and people on Twitter, they started calling him an Uncle Tim. So apparently it's okay to be racist when you're a well-to-do white person talking about a black Republican. And Twitter refused to take down people calling him an Uncle Tim, even though obviously we know the word is an Uncle Tom, but they're doing a play on his name. And they didn't take it down for hours and hours and hours. It took about 12, 16 hours for them to take down the hashtag.
Why does that surprise you? Well, that shouldn't surprise you.
But the thing, he said in his response, which makes no sense, he said, "I get called Uncle Tom and the N-word by progressives," and then, like, a few minutes later,
he
was like, he goes, oh, well, America's not a racist country. So, like, kind of like, well, which is it?
America is not. Look, when people say systemically racist, it doesn't mean there aren't racist people. I mean, I think that's what I always try to say here.
Good distinction.
That's what he was saying there. And he was taken apart. Joy Reid on MSNBC went after him and said that she was disappointed and disgusted by his speech. And what he was referring to is that, and I think it was the Washington Post. If not, it was the New York Times. I think it was the Washington Post. Went after him and said that he wasn't really, he didn't really suffer because, you know, one of his lines is that in a lifetime, his grandfather went from cotton to him being in Congress. So he said from cotton to Congress in a lifetime. That story should be told everywhere to uplift people who think there is no chance because they have been held back. But instead, people poo all over that story, including one of these writers who said, well, that's not really the case because way back in his lineage, one of his family members owned property. Are you kidding me? You're a white person who is now saying that this black person doesn't have credibility anymore? I mean,
but you're not supposed to have credibility. If you're a Republican and you're black, you have no credibility with the traditional news media, especially the likes of MSNBC. Can I tell you something? I've heard Tim Scott's name bandied about for quite a long time. I never knew he was black until 2 minutes ago when I Googled him. I would never have been able to. I didn't watch the thing after. I didn't watch Biden.
You should watch his speech.
Watch
his speech
thing.
Was the best part of the whole thing.
But my point is that it didn't make any difference to me. And it ought not to make any. It isn't. I know that's the way it should be versus the way it is. But I'm pretty knowledgeable about what's going on in the country, if I do say so myself. And the fact that I didn't know that guy, because I've listened and I've seen quotes from him, and yeah, some of it has been about race and stuff, but not a lot of it. It doesn't seem to drive his life. But it seems to drive everybody else's life. That would drive him crazy if he doesn't fit into the mold of
it's
whatever.
It's just destructive that the people who like to call people racist are the real racists themselves.
Yeah, I think you're right. 18 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Run with us on a John Deere Z365RZ track mower. Built for taking it easy. We're talking lemonade on a lazy afternoon easy. That's why we added the Easy Change 30-second oil change system to make the job nice and simple. And with the convenience of standard mulch control, you'll control your clippings without any extra effort. So you can get back to the good stuff. Because lawns aren't just for mowing, they're for living. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Z300 for more.
In the background, we're all wishing Phil McGeehan, who's our producer in our main studio in Washington, a happy birthday, because he doesn't want to be wished a happy birthday. So I'll throw my happy birthday in Phil as well. Happy birthday to Phil.
Give you this. It's the alternative.
Right, exactly. And it's a, like, 60-second birthday or something. 21 after the hour.
Mm-hmm. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're at 23 after the hour. This is the overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio, Talk Radio Review, with the ladies and the gentlemen who are on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. Now, and normally in our hours on the air, the DJV program takes this portion of the program to focus on what's trending. And, Jay, we have a lot of listener comments on the Biden address. You want to go through some of them for us, please?
Yes. Jeff Tolton said he didn't watch. Apparently, from what you're hearing, he did. Typical response, conservatives.
Was it, like the, was it like the viewership for the Oscars?
That seems about right.
Mm-hmm. he got more viewers than the Oscars, but it was pretty low.
Okay. Conservatives are critical. Libs thought it was the greatest speech ever. Brian Williams is salivating. Kathy Bates, not that Kathy Bates, adds, it was nice to hear a president speak without putting others down or calling people names.
You know it's not that Kathy Bates. You don't know that it's not that.
It's Kathy with an I.
Oh, okay.
K-A-T-H-I.
I'm going to trust Jay on this
one. It would be pretty cool
not
to
be Kathy Bates.
Yeah, right.
And Karen Ingberg adds, he loves failure. His VP is failing at the border, so he awards her by putting her in charge of the economy. The whole thing is a joke and the reason why no one watched.
Maybe his personality has part to do with why people don't watch, which is too bad, because he had some important things to say, whether you agree or don't agree with him. He had some, I think, three main points there, and he tried to make them. I think that to give him 2 hours for that was kind of nonsensical, though.
Well, it was 65 minutes, and I don't know. I feel like I don't have a lot of appetite for people. I mean, Biden's not my guy, clearly. If you listen to this program very often, you'll know that. But I think it's important for people to watch. I mean, you have to, I don't know. I feel like everybody thinks they're so politically motivated right now. We use it to separate ourselves. You can't use it to separate yourself and then not pay attention to what the other side is saying. I
can get the cliff notes afterwards, because a lot of it is the same old yada yada.
Frankly, I'm a very political person, though, to be honest. So you're not the one that I'm talking about. It's the people who, you know, think that they're pundits, and then they're going crazy online, and you're like, did you watch everything?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Or people who get their information from others sharing their opinion. It's like, stop taking opinion as fact. Watch it yourself. Do your own
research. That's a very good point. Let's repeat that. Stop taking opinion as fact. That's fabulous.
It's hard to recognize now because of the media.
It's sure. Good.
It is. All the more reason we need to be watching these ourselves.
Okay. So you've taken me to the woodshed. Thank you very much. Let's get some listener comments on the possibility of having better trained police and maybe perhaps having we set out with a couple of questions. So what do we get for comments on that, Jay?
It is a heavy question for sure. Annette Bleach says the damage is already done. The suggestion of the importance of better training should have been addressed years ago. Billy Cummings adds, we need better training of young people. Don't run, don't resist, cooperate with police. This would go a long way towards stopping the problem.
All right. If people are following Twitter, where do they go? How do they follow us on social media?
At BJV Show across the board, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
All right. So there's a picture that's made the rounds of Ms. Maxwell's black eye. Is she getting beaten up? What was the? Is there some theory as to how she got the black eye?
She's claimed that she doesn't know how she got it. She didn't even realize she had one until she caught her reflection in a nail clipper. One of the theories is that
Caught her reflection in a nail clipper?
Yes, because she doesn't have access to a mirror.
I
want to
know how you hold your nail clipper up your eyes and you can see yourself in it. That's I want to
know why
you
have a nail clipper in prison.
Yes, right. Exactly. Why does she have a nail clipper? Well, one of the theories is that all of those light checks, like she's being checked on every 15 minutes, like she's on suicide watch, even though her lawyer says she doesn't need to be. And that light, she's rolling up socks or something and putting them on her eyes.
She doesn't need to be on suicide watch. She needs to have somebody watching who's going to come in there to kill her like
exactly.
They killed Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're worried
about. Yeah, so she's being checked on every 15 minutes. They're doing breathing checks every 15 minutes on her.
A shiv in her side will take about 15 seconds. I don't worry about 15 minutes. All right, food for thought as we continue. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day, getting a second opinion. If there's anything serious going on with your dog or cat's health, be sure to speak to more than one veterinarian. Pet guardians are frequently loyal to their pet's doctor to a fault, not wanting to offend the vet by seeing someone else. Most vets are extremely professional and would not hold it against you if you were to seek out another opinion. In fact, many vets encourage it. If your dog's vet becomes annoyed because you want to get a second opinion, perhaps it's time to change your doctor. Your dog or cat is a member of the family. If any other member of the family was ill and the doctor's advice wasn't adding up, wouldn't you seek out another opinion? You bet you would. Do the same for your little furball. It's only fair. And remember, there are many specialties in the veterinary field now, just like there are in human fields. There are oncologists. There are neurologists. There are internists. Just like with people, we have many specialties in the pet field. So don't be afraid to ask your vet. If you're not getting the results you think you should be getting, say, hey, doc, is it time for a second opinion or a specialist? I'm Warren Eckstein.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Four people were killed and more than two dozen others were hospitalized after a wooden boat slammed into a reef Sunday morning off the coast of San Diego, California. Authorities are saying they believe the boat was being used as a possible human smuggling operation. Customs and Border Patrol spokesman Jeffrey Stevenson.
So every indication from our perspective is that this was a smuggling vessel. Used to smuggle migrants into the United States legally. We haven't confirmed the nationality of the people involved, but our agents are with many of them at the hospital.
When officials arrived on the scene near the Cabrillo National Monument on the south tip of Point Loma, there was a large debris field of broken wood and other items in the choppy waters.
The man who we believe was the operator, agents are with them.
Destruction was reported across Mississippi after a round of tornadoes swept through the state late Sunday night, damaging buildings, littering roads, and breaking power lines. USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
As the United States is coming out of the pandemic, just the opposite is happening in the country of India. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The United States will ban most travel from India as COVID cases there continue to rapidly rise. India has averaged more than 360,000 new infections per day over the last 7 days. The new rules take effect on Tuesday and ban non-U.S. citizens who have been in India in the last 14 days from entering the country. But Dr. Scott Gottlieb isn't sure what the administration hopes to accomplish with the ban. The former FDA commissioner tells CBS's Face the Nation that the coronavirus variant that's being blamed for the case spike in India is likely already here.
Well, I'm not sure what we're hoping to accomplish. If the goal is to try to prevent introduction of virus into the United States, there's plenty of virus here already. If the goal is to try to prevent introduction of that new variant 617 that's circling in India, I assure you it's here already, so we're not going to be able to prevent its introduction. These travel restrictions could serve a purpose, but we need to be clear about what that purpose is. Right now, we still have restrictions in place against travel from China and the UK. That doesn't make a lot of sense, so I'm not really sure what the overall strategy is.
In the United States, 243 million vaccine doses have been distributed, with 103 million fully vaccinated, or 31% of the people. On a planetary scale, 1.15 billion doses have been distributed, with 273 million fully vaccinated, or 3.5% of the population. Medina Spirit is the winner of Saturday's Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you care where your food comes from, you'll love the American Family Farmer podcast. Just visit AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
It's 34 after the hour now on the Inside Track Radio Talk, the News Talk Countdown, if you will, from Talkers Magazine. For the week of April 26th to the 30th, the charts, the top 10 stories, top 10 people, we're talking about things that are on the list. But there's a countdown extra that we should talk about, what happened in Israel. Jennifer, you want to go over that, please?
Yeah, this one is really a crazy story. According to Israelis medical officials, they say that a stampede broke out during the Jewish religious festival of Lag Omar, and I'm sorry for murdering that. Fortunately, I just hard, very hard to pronounce. Yeah. But it's in the country's northern region. It killed 44 people, injured 150. It's one of the deadliest civilian disasters in the country's history, and it occurred at Mount Meron. The event attracted tens of thousands from the ultra-Orthodox community. The stampede started when some revelers tripped. This wasn't terror. This wasn't some criminal attack. This was someone just accidentally, people tripping and falling on the steps, which created dozens more to fall, almost this wave of bodies falling on one another. The New York Times estimated that about 100,000 people were at this event. The Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, called the incident a terrible disaster. And a lot of people horrified, the survivors of this. If you look at the video and they are floating online, the people, social distancing not in play. Remember, Israel is pretty well done with the COVID crisis, and not that the ultra-Orthodox camp would probably care about that. They are packed in. And so for a group of people to fall, you can understand how this became so deadly so fast. I mean, the bodies just alone packed into this.
I've actually walked up the steps. This is a very, very steep climb. It's a long step process, and it's narrow. So I can imagine this. It's kind of like the Semitic tribes. The Israelis are a Semitic tribe, as are the Muslims, and they tend to want to celebrate the Orthodox wing, if you will, of both groups. Wants to, you know, you hear every year about the pilgrimage to Hajj. There are a lot more people involved. Those are millions of people that go every year the miracles supposedly are performed there. But the followers, I don't know. I was trying to find some correlation to it in the Christianity, and I can't at the moment, where there is a huge, I can think of something like South by Southwest, but that's not a religious.
It's not sad.
No. Yeah, right. Exactly. Anyway, so it's something that'll, I'm sure.
I mean, just to add, to make this even more tragic, obviously the loss of life is just tragic no matter what, but they feel that there were a lot of kids as they're going through this.
Yeah.
Who were victimized.
And they're not just Israelis. They're from all over the world.
Yeah.
Frankly. Okay. So there's that to add to our list of things compiled by Talkers Magazine. You can find the list at talkers.com or also on, as Jay suggested, on any of our social media, Facebook pages, and our website. The people list included number 7, Andrew Brown. There is a lot of focus on his killing in North Carolina by sheriff's deputies being scrutinized now. So what happens, I guess, what does happen now? He was shot, wasn't he? He was driving away and he got shot in the back of the head, if I remember some of the details.
Well, the story is changing. And so this is the problem. And it's a problem we've talked about, I think, on the DJV show for a while. And that is that the police department was very silent in releasing information, which allowed the attorneys, Ben Crump and others who have really started to make a living out of representing these families of people who've been shot by police. And so they came out and said that he was executed by police and that the shot in the back of the head was the fatal one that killed him and that he was just trying to get away. Well, now, finally, the police are starting to they're leaking out their side of the story. Their side of the story is that he had used his car. This is someone who was wanted there. Police were trying to serve a warrant on him. He had a very long rap sheet, a lot of drug charges, a lot of selling. He was a drug dealer. And He was using his car to drive at officers. Now, if that's the case, that would make sense as to why officers would deploy their weapon. If that is not the case, then officers have a lot to explain. Nobody knows because the
He was shot in the back of the head. He shot 5 times in the arm and other things.
But they're saying he was rolling over police officers.
But see, now that account has actually been disputed now by witnesses saying that cops, he was backing out of the driveway, cops were already shooting through his front windshield, and then he didn't come in contact with cops and that they had already shot him. So I don't know. The story keeps changing.
We need to see a timeline, and we need to get the body cam. And unfortunately, we have body cams for a reason, to protect civilians and to protect officers, right, so that there is at least some accountability.
Yeah, both. It's two-way street.
And truth.
Yeah.
It's for both. Yeah. I mean, if I were an officer, I'd be having that body cam going all the time because I wouldn't want anybody to pin something on me.
Let's fast forward to what happened in Chicago this week where another black man was shot in the back. His name was Anthony Alvarez, shot from behind by a police officer, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. So the people in Chicago now, at least some of the talk radio hosts or some people involved in public opinion, have been talking about whether it ought to be legal or illegal to shoot suspects in the back, no matter what. And so with both Mr. Brown
and
this circumstance,
that's a problem.
Alvarez?
I mean, Yes, he was armed. And, you know, I think it's cheap, honestly, that this one story comes out of Chicago when it involves a police officer. When black men particularly are being killed in the 10s and 20s and 30s every single weekend in Chicago. Yeah. And nobody seems to care about that because it's the wrong narrative, because it's black people killing other black people. We should be caring about life. And whether it's a police officer or it's another gang member on the street of Chicago, we should care about those black people who are dying. And it seems like nobody does until it's officer involved, because they want to try to perpetuate this narrative that black people are being hunted. And I don't know. I find it pretty cheap.
All right. Number one this week on the story list, I think we need to spend some time talking about the updates when it comes to COVID-19. We've certainly talked a lot about it on the DJV program this week. And this hour is an ancillary piece for the DJV listeners and also for the folks listening to the Talk Radio Countdown show. It's an accompanying hour so that we all have a chance to specifically talk about these things that are on the list. So one of the things, Victoria, was the encouragement coming on the airwaves on radio or television. I guess I'm wondering whether people have seen or heard these spots and whether or not they're effective, encouraging Americans to get vaccinated. Because the numbers seem to be petering off. There's a solid group of about 35% of the population that says, I'm not getting the shots, period, end of story. You can talk to me until I'm blue in the you're blue in the face. It isn't going to make any difference. So will these commercials, will these items that are all over the place have an impact on people?
Well, they're aiming, you know, the ones, the PSAs on YouTube and things like that, they're aiming for a younger demographic, 18 to 34, because in a lot of places, like in Michigan, where, you know, which has become a hot spot again, they're seeing a lot of hospitalizations of younger people. And that was not the case a year ago. So, they're trying to reach a younger demographic, and I don't know. We'll see. Social media is pretty powerful when it comes to influencing younger people. So we'll see if it works. And we won't know probably for a few weeks.
The administration needs to do a better job. I mean, the problem is that, remember, they were the ones who were questioning the efficacy of the vaccine at the beginning. Remember, Kamala Harris said, I'm not going to do anything that Trump creates. I'm not going to do any of that. Now they're trying to promote this vaccine, and they're doing it still wearing their masks and still social distancing. I think the visualization of Biden giving his address to Congress and having Kamala Harris and Nancy Pelosi in masks behind them when the CDC said you don't need to wear masks if you're vaccinated, which both of them
That's outdoors, not indoors.
Indoors in small groups of people. If you've been vaccinated,
well, that was
that's CDC
people,
guidelines. It, spread out in a chamber of 1,600. And so the thing is, if you want people to do it, you're going to have to say that they can get back to a normal life. Otherwise, why are they going to do it? Why would anyone take the risk with their health if they still have to wear a mask and they can't be around their family? And so I think the messaging has got to change, that the path to normalcy starts here. And I think Rand Paul's right. Burn the dang mask, Joe. Burn the masks on TV and say, this is what will happen if you get vaccinated. But they don't want to do it. Control.
All right. So now the folks at Pfizer are rolling out a more manageable vaccine presentation. I guess that's what it is, right? Minimum order size that goes to, medical providers, hospitals, doctors' offices, that sort of
thing.
This
is actually a great thing. They said that the number one request that they've been getting is for a smaller package size. So you don't have to buy 1,100 and some doses. You can actually now get 400 or whatever at a time, which means that, you know, hopefully the vaccines won't have to just be thrown out at the end of the day or after they've been, you know, no longer refrigerated. So, and a lot of people trust their own doctors, and this is giving the doctors some control too, where they can actually talk to their patients and say, look, I've got the vaccine right here. It's very effective. The Pfizer vaccine and the Moderna vaccine are, actually all three, the numbers are showing consistently they are incredibly effective. So, you know, maybe some people need some convincing from their own doctor. Maybe it'll help.
You know, I was looking back at an overview of what happened when Ebola started back, what was it, 2008 or something, when it started in Nigeria and how it was shut down so quickly. And I guess the question after looking back or remembering some of the things that went on around Ebola and SARS, too, to a certain extent, is how much more quickly it was dealt with
not just here, but all around the world. Why it took so
long.
Never
left Africa, right? There was,
yeah, no, I mean, never, no.
By and
never,
large, it
right,
didn't.
Yeah,
so,
no.
Yeah, well.
So how, I mean, the hindsight's 20/20.
That was the criticism against Trump and the way that he handled it.
Well,
and
but
wanted
it
to
even
ignore
goes
it.
Deeper than that. You know,
well,
it's back to the Chinese government and the fact that they didn't tell anybody about it until months and months and months and months and months after the fact, after it was developed in the lab and got loose. That's the, you know, that the onus is on them. For that, it seems to me very clearly. 45 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead. With live face-to-face instruction, either in-center or online, there's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer. And there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
All right, let's get out of here as time is getting short. The Arizona election audit, what's that all about? That's number 10 in the story. Does somebody want to give us a quick update on that, Jen? Victoria?
Yeah, this is the state of Arizona recounting their votes. And,
isn't that what Trump wanted them to do?
Yeah. And they're doing it. And depending
but
on
they're
this,
violating their own state constitution, so I don't know how far this is
going to
go.
The judges, though, have ruled in favor of this going on, and they're ruling to protect it. So I don't know. We're going to see.
What's the point? Trump's not going to get to be a president, so why waste time and money?
Some people believe that Trump getting reelected in July or something.
People are crazy, and those people have been thinking that he's going to be elected in April. And you know, I don't know how it happens, but whatever, it somehow happens. But no, the real story is, and the reason I think it's important, is because we need to see if there was any problem. Look, people need to be assured that our system is working, and so if this gives people that assurance, I say who's afraid of doing it? I mean, no one should be afraid of transparency. You know, I mean, if there's nothing to see, then there'll be nothing to see.
Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? The big bad wolf, the big bad wolf. All right, so ladies, that was good. We touched on most everything here in one way or another. Some of this stuff becomes, even though it's on the list every week, it's there's not a whole lot new. We touched on the new good stuff here at 10 before.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com. America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
53 after the hour now, it's time for us to count down the top 5 items from the world of technology this week, courtesy of the research done by Jay Kirshner. She's not a part of the talker staff, but she's pretty good at counting from 1 to 5, or backwards. Actually, I'm the one who counts backwards. See, I show a little extra initiative. You always do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Victoria. I do 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So, with that in mind, let us start at number 5 and find out what HBO Max is doing.
HBO Max has a new ad support tier that will be $9.99 per month. So this is going to be a nice cheaper version of HBO Max for people who don't want to spring for $15 a month, which they're at the top end of that price point. And so a lot of people, HBO Max has actually gotten so many subscribers. A big push was last December when Wonder Woman 1984, which was terrible. But anyway, they got a lot of people to sign up for that, leading up to that release, because you could watch it at home. And we were one of those people. We're one of those households. And we basically just kept HBO Max, which is what they're counting on. So we pay $15 a month. There are no ads. But the new one, the new tier, is really going after the customer who is just reluctant to want to spend that much. So the $9.99 tier is going to launch in June, and it will have a few big differences. It will have, it won't have the same day theatrical releases that, you know, movies like Dune and The Matrix 4, which are coming out. You will not get that unless you've got the premium tier. But you'll get other things like The Sopranos, Game of Thrones, Euphoria, and all of that will be without commercials. So it's actually a pretty good deal for $9.99 a month if you want to look into HBO Max. HBO Max, like all the other streamers, are now doing a lot of their own original programming. So it's just kind of becoming, we're all very much in, you know, we're swimming through the deep waters of adding more bills to our bottom line every month. But, you know, they're up against Disney Plus and Netflix and Apple TV Plus, and now Discovery has a whole thing, Discovery Plus. Everybody's got a plus. So HBO Max will be a lot cheaper coming, you know, in June.
To extract a little more money from all of you.
Yep.
All right, number 4, Let's see what Amazon is up to.
Amazon wants to make grocery deliveries more convenient and protect them from theft and bad weather by bringing them straight into customers' garages. So here's how it works. First, you need a compatible smart or Wi-Fi enabled garage door opener, which a lot of people actually have. The key by Amazon, it's an Amazon app, and it allows you to remotely open up your garage. And so if you are a Prime member, you can shop from Whole Foods or Amazon Fresh groceries online, and then just hit key delivery at checkout, and you can follow your groceries in real time, which is convenient. And then Amazon grants the drivers one-time access through the device to open up your garage. They put your groceries in, they close the door behind them, and then you're notified when the delivery has been made. This is similar to what Walmart has already been doing. Amazon's a little bit behind on this one, but Amazon's banking really big in the grocery sector for the next few years, and because of the pandemic, so many people started shopping online for groceries. They didn't want to go into the store. Amazon and Instacart are both banking that people are really addicted to that now, and that they're going to continue to shop online for groceries.
All right. Number three, a little advice from the folks at Twitter, yes?
Yep, Twitter has apologized for accidentally sending out emails asking users to confirm your Twitter account. A lot of people thought that this was spam or some sort of a hack. It's not. It's actually just a mistake that Twitter made. So you are safe if you got one of these emails. You don't have to worry about, you know, cybersecurity or anything like that in this instance. They said if you receive one of the emails, you don't need to confirm your account. You can disregard the message, delete it. You'll be okay. But, you know, Twitter, obviously when you get an email like this, all of us immediately become very suspicious. So it was not a phishing scam. It's just a mistake.
All right. YouTube has announced or is putting out announcements encouraging you to get a vaccination. How's that working?
Well, you know, it's as we know, vaccinations have dropped off. People who really wanted to get a vaccine have basically figured out how to get them. And now between the ages of 18 and 34, Americans are not really getting vaccinated in the numbers where they need to be. So YouTube has launched a series of public service announcements calling it the first chapter of a partnership with the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. And so Facebook is also doing this. Twitter is trying to prompt people into getting vaccines as well.
All right, number one this week, hackers are at it again.
Yep, Washington, D.C.'s police department has confirmed its servers have been breached after hackers began leaking its data online. This is just another mess. They had a huge ransom. The police didn't want to pay it. Now the Justice Department and the FBI are involved, and cybersecurity remains the biggest threat, I think, to our government agencies.
All right, there they are. Top five items this week from technology. 59.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.